Let's hear the first one.
Okay. Who or what don't I like and who irritates you? Well, my son irritates me when he's not responsible and when he doesn't do his homework and when he doesn't do his chores like I told him to every day for the last 8 years.
Yes. So he's supposed to do his homework. Is it true?
Yes.
Can you really know that it's true?
I pay for him to go to a private school. I know it's true.
And does he do his homework in 8 years?
80% of the time.
Okay. So he's supposed to do all of his homework.
All the time. Yes.
Is it true?
Yeah. I believe it's true. Why would I send him to school?
And what is the real truth of it for 8 years?
What he has been doing for 8 years?
Yes, the real truth of it.
The real truth?
Yeah. He's supposed to do his homework 100% because you're sending him to a private school.
That's the way I
believe. And what is the reality? What is the truth of it?
Oh, he only does it 80%. So I'm supposed to be happy with that.
You know, that's not my business.
I'm supposed to just accept it.
Let me see, for 8 years.
So it's okay if they don't do what they're supposed to, or what I think they're supposed to do? Like, doing their homework, making sure they have things picked up. I mean, you know, you can go through the whole list of things.
Do you do your homework?
Not all the time. But I mean, isn't it important as a parent to
do your homework?
Isn't
it important as a parent to do your homework?
To be present.
That's homework.
To just be present with your children in that moment.
To be present with yourself. And you just do your work. Because it's only you that you're mothering.
So
you're the mother.
So when you're guiding your children and you're raising your children,
you're really guiding yourself and raising yourself.
That's really hard for me to grasp. I'm always thinking we've got to plan and prepare for our kids and make sure that they have everything they need.
Turn that all around and you teach them how to live.
But if I just take care of myself and not my kids,
then you show them how to live.
Then they'll learn how to take care of themselves.
By your example. The living example of truth. And the more you try to change their path, the more frustrated and depressed you become.
That's really good. No, because I got really depressed after my baby this last year, and he's not the baby that I wanted him to be. And I got really depressed. He was sick all the time, up all the time, was not happy. He's still not a friendly child. I love him to death, but he's just not real friendly like my other son.
So your baby's supposed to be friendly.
Yes. It's so embarrassing. I mean, he just screams when he sees other people, and I'm thinking, what did I do to make him so...
He's not supposed to scream when he sees people. Is it true?
Yeah.
And what is the reality of it?
He does.
And sweetheart, what happens when you hold the belief he's not supposed to scream at other people? Feel it.
I get depressed. I feel sad, embarrassed. I did something wrong. What's wrong with him? What's wrong with me?
So it's not that he's screaming that depresses you. It's your belief that he's not supposed to scream that's depressing you.
But then other people say stuff like my parents, like, oh, you spoil him, or oh, look at how weird he is, or you know, and it's just like, oh, my poor baby, he's weird. You know, part of me believes it.
You know what you're doing is you're perpetuating the story so you don't have to let this work fall in. Like you're going into the myth.
That he's weird.
It's innocence.
That I should just...
And you're just going into a story, period. The story of what your mother says, the story of... So let's just stay with this. How does it feel when you hold the belief that your son or your child should not scream when he sees people?
I get embarrassed.
You get embarrassed. And how do you treat your son?
Stop doing this, please. You know, let's be happy, happy, happy. You know, and I just start, you know, trying to be happy. So, you know, be happy. And I get so ecstatic when he's happy.
You teach him that he's wrong when he is yelling. And you say, let's be happy. If I am yelling and you say, let's be happy, I don't even like you.
So
I don't
trust you.
That's
probably what he's thinking. Oh, but you don't think he doesn't? Because I'm telling him not to be who he is.
You're telling me to be different than I am.
Oh.
That's conditional love.
Oh.
It's not
I feel bad.
So, sweetheart, close your eyes. and picture him screaming at someone. And picture him doing it, and look at him scream without your story.
So, it's kind of cute. Yeah. I just want to hold him and say, that's okay, you know, just, oh, okay.
And you're starting to become intimate with your son, and he's not even in the room.
No, I miss him. Yeah. No.
Let's look at this one. Now, first close your eyes and look at your mother saying, what's wrong with that child? Do you spoil him or what? Now, look at her without your story. Look at her.
Well, that's my mother and that's my screaming son. Great. That's what I think.
Yeah, it's less than depressing.
It hurts my feelings when they say that. When they say, well, he's so spoiled or he's so weird.
They could be right.
But that's all. But I don't want him to be that way. Yeah.
Let's turn this whole thing around. Read it turned around.
Okay. I irritate me when I don't do my responsibilities and my homework and my chores the way I'm supposed to do it. Yes, I do. And I get really upset with myself.
So you expect your children to do it when you can't do it?
Well, I do it pretty good, obviously. I mean, I'm there
80%?
80%. Okay.
Now let's turn it around again. There's another turnaround.
I irritate
My son.
Yes, I do. He's, Mom, why don't you pick up your clothes off the floor? I was like, you mind your own business, is what I tell him. I said, you take care of your things, and I'm the adult, and I can take care of them how I need to take care of them. Isn't that terrible?
I don't know. Let's do the other turnaround. Let's just begin there.
The other turnaround?
Mm-hmm.
I irritate myself when I don't do
I irritate my son.
I irritate my son when I don't do my responsibilities and my chores and all
I
that
irritate
stuff.
My son when he...
I irritate my son when he, yes, doesn't do his responsibilities and chores. Yes, I irritate him.
And how does it feel when your mother irritates you?
Not good. Ugh, yucky.
So you would pass that on?
And that's what I'm doing.
Let's look at the next one.
Okay, I want Greg to do his household chores and be part of the family team.
Okay, does he do his household chores 80% also?
Yeah.
Okay. He should do them 100%. Is it true?
I guess not, because reality says he doesn't.
Oh, my.
Right?
Yeah. And what do you get when you hold the belief he should do 100% of his household chores?
I get mad at him.
And who would you be without your story in his presence?
Relaxed.
Yeah. And you could be praising his 80%.
That's good. Be mediocre.
Yes, please.
Really? Oh, okay. I guess, you know, you have this drive.
Make friends with mediocrity.
But, you know, how are we ever supposed to get ahead in life if we're not striving for better? Striving for...
To get what? Happiness.
Peace of mind, happiness, contentment.
You can have that with 80%.
Right now.
You can have it right now.
In the moment. It's just such a foreign concept.
You can have 100% happiness now with your 80%. Because it has nothing to do with that.
It just seems so odd, you know?
Yeah, it's odd. It's like backward according to the teachings we've been presenting.
Exactly.
There.
It's like trying to retrain this habit of 28 years. Of.
But you don't have to retrain. Just know the truth. So let's turn it around and see what is truer than what you wrote.
Okay. I want me to do my household chores and be part of the family team. And I want to feel good about myself and have self-esteem
so
by doing
be part of the family team.
Team.
The only way you can be part of that is to recognize that we just do 80%.
Be part of the team. In our house, we just do 80%?
Well, if I'm your son, be part of my team.
Okay.
I do it 80%. Join the team.
Okay.
Join the family team over here, Mom.
Okay.
You know, you keep fighting it. You're the one not joining, not us. You keep striving for perfection, and we love you, we try to do it, and we fail every time.
Mm-hmm.
And even when we do it 80%,
still not good enough.
Yeah, we lose. So let's look at the next one.
And I'm a real team player, you know? I thought I was.
No, but when you're not the captain, you get very upset.
Yes.
That is not team playing. And that's this thing about I'm the adult. You know, after you're looking, getting a glimpse of yourself, that may not be accurate.
You're direct.
Let's look at the next one.
He shouldn't lie when he knows the truth.
He's not supposed to lie, is it true?
Ideally, yes, but in reality, no.
Ideally is a myth.
It's a myth.
It's a myth. Have you ever known anyone that didn't lie? You'd think the myth would be blown by now. The whole world lies, and we say, you shouldn't lie. I mean, that is the most obvious thing.
So what do I do when my son does say a fib? I say, okay, well, let's get back to the truth, reality here. This is what's reality. And
yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
Yeah. And don't think he's supposed to see it because it's you that's supposed to see it. So he's not supposed to lie. Is it true?
No.
Feel it. Close your eyes and feel it. Look at him. Look at him just doing what he does. How does it feel when you hold the belief he's not supposed to lie when he has just lied? Feel it. You see a loving mother that just turns on him like an enemy? Does it feel like you?
No.
No. And look at what you say to him, and look at what you do, and look at how you look at him.
Oh, I just hate myself now.
No, oh. Just look at it, honey. This is about self-awareness. We begin now. This isn't about the past and what you've done. We begin now. Now look at him again, lying.
Okay.
Now look at him without your story. He's lying. Now look at him without his story.
Oh, he's still sweet.
Yeah. The lie had nothing to do with your love for him.
No.
No.
That's why I'm depressed.
Yeah. Because we haven't known how to stop.
Oh.
We've been just lost.
How did you stop?
That's what you're doing in the chair, exactly like this.
Just over and over, and it became a habit, a way of thinking. Because you seem
there
to
is
come.
A mechanism inside. If you do this long enough, it wakes up, and you think. You'll be standing there going, you lied. And just a smile will break out. You know, it assumes he's not supposed to. Well, yeah, he knows it, I know it. I'm going, you lied? What does that mean? You know?
Okay.
Turn that one around.
I shouldn't lie when I know the truth.
Yes. And the lie is, here's the lie. He's not supposed to lie. That's the lie.
And the truth is, he will lie.
Or not.
Or not.
It's not your business.
Not
but if
business.
You catch him in something you perceive as a lie and you think it should be different, you're in a lie. And it's your lie that is depressing you, not his.
But I should bring it to his attention that what the truth is. Keep going back to the truth.
I don't know. You can say, you know, my experience is, sweetheart, you're not telling the truth right now. And if you want to talk about it, I'm available. And go on with your life.
Wow. That seems so simple.
It is.
Less effort. The more I'm here, the more I realize how much I manipulate and control, and it's like, oh my God.
It's not love.
But I really think I love my children.
It's depression.
Okay, I'm depressed.
Let's look at the next one.
Do you need anything from him? Well, I need him to feel and act as wonderful and special that I know he is.
Turn it around.
I need me to feel and act as wonderful and as special as I know that I am.
Yes. And don't expect us to do it. You live that. That is your philosophy, your theory. You live it. And when you think we're supposed to live it, you live it. That's your happiness. Let's look at the next one.
What do you think of them? I think he's pure, kind, compassionate, smart, inquisitive. He's self-conscious, though. And
he's not supposed to be self-conscious, is it true? I mean, look who he's been hanging out with.
Gosh.
So what do you get when you hold the belief he's not supposed to be self-conscious? You separate.
Mm-hmm. Don't be who you are. Don't be who you are now.
Yeah.
Be something you're not.
Yeah. Be what I want you to be, not what God wants you to be.
Yeah.
Don't be you. Do what I, be who I want you to be. And if you don't, I'll punish you.
Oh.
Or I'll move away, or I'll give you the look. You see, that's what happens when they don't mold into what you think they should be.
Did you do that with
God
your children?
Only totally.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So you did, and now it was just that through practice that you were able to move away from that
truth.
Truth.
Yeah. If I look at my son and I think he shouldn't steal, I'm just, it's as though I'm guilty of trying to steal his whole life from him in that moment. His thinking. My thinking is not higher than his thinking. So I just stopped and I noticed an intimacy, an extreme opposite feeling of what I was doing, what I was experiencing. And that's why I say this work, it's nice to get the revelations from it. You live these turnarounds. You live the opposites.
And so you did that with no intentions of being close to your sons?
My son is not my business.
I mean, because I could see myself manipulating already in my mind, mm-hmm. going, well, if I did that, then we could be really, really close, mm-hmm. you know? But then that's manipulating.
Hopeless.
That's manipulating.
Yeah. So you get clear for your sake. Your depression, heal that. Not their depression, heal your depression.
Well, I feel guilty thinking like, oh, but I want, it maybe if I work on me and I go through some transformation and
it's
change.
Better than what you've been giving.
This is true, that maybe I can give something better to him. I mean, is it wrong to think that?
Just by the way you live.
Well, I mean,
it's not wrong to live it, honey, but whose business are they? God's business and their business. You just use it to keep from focusing on yourself. And you can, you know, we're going to think what we think.
This is
about awareness. Just notice.
And just not attached to it.
Just have fun with all your motives, you know, just noticing them.
And not be hard on myself or freak out.
No, this is about self-awareness, to notice. You know, be delighted with yourself. If you were as delighted with yourself as we are, you know. Let's look at the next one.
Okay. I don't want to ever yell or tell him what to do and be responsible or tell him to be in tune to the moment. Tune in. Mm-hmm.
So you may experience it again, so I'm willing, and it'll put you back into the work because it'll hurt. I'm willing to
yell and tell him what he should do, should be responsible and to tune in to the moment.
Yeah, and you probably step into that piety again. So, I mean, you tune into the moment. When you think he should tune into the moment, you do it. And you tune into the moment, you can come to see he's not your business. That love is your business. Love and caring and union. So I look forward to?
I look forward to yelling and or telling him what he should be responsible and telling him to tune in.
Yeah.
I look forward to it?
Yeah, you may as well. Because there's a possibility you will think it again or do it again. And it'll put you back into the work where the healing can take place.
So if I think it again, I just...
Do the work.
I just write it down.
Do the work, yeah.
Can he sit with me and go through it with me?
I can tell you, I did my mother for 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's okay to just keep doing it and keep doing it.
It worked for me.
Can he do it with me?
My son, it was 7 years before he asked. 7 years. Two, maybe three times, he was in so much pain, he had no choice. And he asked, and each time it set him free, and he went back to his life, of the way that he lives. And we all think that's wonderful. That's his path. It's at least as high as mine. That much I do know. His path is equal to mine.
You don't get sad?
No. Why would I do that? I know the value of his path. It gave me freedom. I wouldn't take one hardship away, not one belief that he's carrying. I would take none of it. It's perfect.
Hmm.
His suffering is not my business. My suffering is my business. If I can live in my truth, it attracts. And if it doesn't, you know, either way, it's not my business. But, you know, it seems to attract, and people ask, and I'm there to say yes. Because the door is open, the gate's open. That's what an asking is. But if my son doesn't ask, what am I going to do? Be a lecturer?
You don't get a little bit sad?
No.
I would just think...
And when you feel sadness, good. Sit down and do the work.
Okay.
Because it's probably amazing. Your child experiencing something that you're afraid of for yourself.
Or afraid for your child to...
No. No.
Okay.
Like if the kids are yelling at him or teasing him, you're projecting your own stuff onto him. You think he's feeling what you would feel, and you're confused. It's what you would feel. You can't know him. I watched two little boys, same age, 5 months apart. I watched them part of yesterday, and one of them has so much energy, and he'll take things, his fist or objects, and he'll hit the other little guy. And he's the larger one. And he'll hit this other little guy. And the little guy will cry and cry and get up and want to be with him again. Over and over and over. And then this morning, the little guy with all the energy left. And the other little guy is there this morning. And I said, "Sweetheart, do you love your cousins?" He says, "Yes." I said, "Does he hit you a lot?" And he said, "Yes, he fights and he hits me here." And he was so happy. I mean, he just loves it.
No.
So I could step in and say, "Oh, hitting is wrong. It's not nice." And then they go, "Let me see." And it changes his whole love relationship with himself and the apparent outside. I'm not the teacher of pain. I mean, he's a lover of what is.
Wow.
So can you see how your depression is this thing, this myth? People shouldn't lie. Is it true?
No.
How does it feel when you hold the belief he's not supposed to lie?
Depressed.
And who would you be without this myth?
I don't know. No idea.
Nowhere to go but up. Yeah, so who would you be without your story? Live it and find out.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's good. Who would I be? Who would I be?